רב, אנחנו יכולים ללמוד או חוק הערבות או לעבור לכתבי בעל הסולם למאמר.
Rav, we can go to the article of Arvut or move to the speech for the completion of the Zohar. We don't hear you.
Yeah,
I understand. We won't have time for both. What do you want? The truth is, I really don't mind. Which one? Maybe, right, the law of Arvut. It's more in the direction of connection. It's very critical for us.
So we are studying excerpts on the law of Arvut. We are in excerpt number 38 now. This is from the article of Rabash.
Amar Aviu Mori Zatzal.
You stand today too. Concerning the covenant, Baal HaSulam said, why two people who love each other need the covenant if there is love and friendship between them? However, the covenant is because as now the love between them is complete, it is possible that after some time will not be the same love, and each one will imagine that the other is causing him harm. At that time, the covenant comes so that each one will keep the covenant that they had made while there was love, true love between them. Thus, now too, all they do not feel so, they will remain, although they do not feel so, they will maintain the friendship between them as though they now to feel the love. Likewise, when a person feels the love of the Creator, he understands that it is worthwhile to leave other loves for the love of the Creator. But later, when the awakening passes away from him, and he no longer feels the love of the Creator, he will want to return to other loves that he had already decided to toss away. At that time, a person needs the covenant and maintain the same conduct that he had while he felt the love of the Creator, although now he has no feeling whatsoever. Then the work must be compulsory, to enslave himself to the covenant that he had made before. This is called that you may enter into the covenant.
Read it again. It's very important and deep. Yeah.
Concerning the covenant, Baal HaSulam said, why two people who love each other need the covenant if there is love and friendship between them? However, the covenant is because as now the love between them is complete, it is possible that after some time there will not be the same love, and each one will imagine that the other is causing him harm. At that time, the covenant comes so that each one will keep the covenant that they had while there was true love between them. Thus, now too, although they do not feel so, they will maintain the friendship between them as though now too they feel love. Likewise, when a person feels the love of the Creator, he understands that it is worthwhile to leave other loves for the love of the Creator. But later, when the awakening passes away from him, and he no longer feels the love of the Creator, he will want to return to the other loves that he had already decided to toss away. At that time, a person needs the covenant and maintain the same conduct that he had while he felt the love of the Creator, although now he has no feeling whatsoever. Then the work must be compulsory, to enslave himself to the covenant that he had made before. This is called that you may enter into the covenant.
No, I need Loro.
Well, I don't see, maybe P19, please.
Then comes the covenant that they had made while there was true love between them. Okay, So even if I have a covenant, well, what can I do? How can I go back to it and what agree with it and then carry it out like it was? Sounds not reasonable to me.
Why not reasonable? I have to try to do it above my reason, above my intellect, above my calculation. I have to maintain the covenant as if it exists now. Why? Because in this way, I enter the spiritual degree instead of the egoistic one.
Now,
sure, the Creator takes from us everything we had that was worth working for. How did you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah? With excitement. You were willing to do anything. Yeah, great, I found something worthwhile in life, worth more than all of life. And then you drop it. That's it. Why? Because silly you doesn't understand. You don't understand that it's the Creator doing this to you on purpose. So you would nurture, develop the covenant with Him.
I agree. Like my father told me, you need to know who to marry, but you also need to know when to get divorced.
No, that's incorrect, because then you do it with your intellect, that it's in your interest. And here they want you to develop the covenant above your reason, above your interest.
What? So everything is not from the heart, it's all from above me, from above my thoughts?
Everything is from above because you want to go up to the higher degree.
So I need to stop the feeling I have at heart.
Not stop, but work above it. Your heart feels that it's not worthwhile, I'm fed up, etc. Despite that, you develop a relation to it as the most important thing.
So it's like putting my heart aside, not relating to it.
Yes, just leave it.
But not to relate to it.
Yeah, in this way, new discernments, new values. Values of bestowal higher than values of reception. You work between Bina and Malchut. You have to rise from Malchut to Bina each time.
But only with myself? There's a matter of working with the 10, the light that reforms?
Of course, the 10 should help you do it. Then it'll really be a true and correct action.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay? French.
It sounds like love is something that's changing. It's not that I loved once and it can become less, and the solution seems like to remember. I need to remember that I had love, but I want to love all the time. Is that not possible?
Impossible. You have to build new degrees each time. And actually opposite from the previous ones, despite the previous ones, and that way advance. New York 2.
It was the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the U.S., and Americans remember that in the aftermath of this tragedy, the whole country set their differences aside and managed to temporarily restore national unity. What would it take for the nation to rally together again in spite of sharp division, if not for another tragedy to come? And how do we compensate for it to prevent it from happening again?
Either you cause the connection of the people in a good way, or the Creator will cause the connection of the people in a bad way, just as He did it through, when was it? September 11. Yep. That's the way it is. This way or that way. Okay. PT 32.
About love of the Creator, what Rabash explains, leaving other loves, I don't understand. True love is love for all. I can't understand the comparison here.
I also don't understand what you're asking. I don't understand your question.
He writes that if you loved other things, when you love the Creator, you leave the other loves. And
love of this kind puts out other loves. You can't be. There's only, each person has only one heart.
But the quality of love, either you love or you don't.
So you don't feel what you loved before. You don't feel it. The new love puts out the previous love. Peter 1.
Есть противоречие между тем, что мы сейчас изучили насчет союза, что надо, если охлаждение, десятки.
There is a contradiction between what we learn now and the covenant.
С другой стороны, мы часто учим о том, что.
And remembering the state of love, the ascension as an ascension, but we learn that looking back into the past is something we shouldn't do. It's a klipa, etc. We need to only look forward. So how do you work it out?
What is correct is for you to do it in practice, and then you'll see what's correct. You guys want to be smart without practical work. In this, you won't succeed.
Kabu 1.
Good morning, Rav. Question from the 10. Do we make a covenant with the Creator or only between friends? And what is the covenant with the Creator? Thank you.
To the extent that there is a covenant between us, we can build a covenant with the Creator. A covenant with the Creator is like the inclusive, it's with the inclusive. He includes all of us together in such a way that there are no individuals, but only the inclusion. And this is called the covenant with the Creator. Amit.
39. This is from Likutei Halachot. The essence of the root of Arvut is extended from the reception of the Torah, when all of Israel were responsible for one another. And this is because at the root, the souls of Israel are all considered as one, because they are extended from the source of unity.
We're saying that all of humanity comes from one source, from one kli. Only that kli divides into two parts, those that are drawn toward bestowal and those that are not drawn toward bestowal. We learn it in the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are these and there are those. And then we talk about the correction, where first the easier part of the kli, the lighter part of the kli, the one that wants correction, wants mutual bestowal and can understand the idea, and the heavier part of the kli can't understand it, and they're all in all kinds of forms of life or religions of all sorts. So the correction is that we, who are according to our attraction, are toward the Creator, are called Yashar Kel Israel, Israel. So we have to achieve connection with Him. And when we grasp the Creator, we pull after us the rest of humanity. This is how we have to perform our work of correction. Go on.
Forty from Rabash concerning love of friends. One must disclose the love in his heart towards the friends, since by revealing it, he evokes his friends' hearts towards the friends, so they too would feel that each of them is practicing the love of friends. The benefit from that is that in this manner, one gains strength to practice love of friends more forcefully, since every person's force of love is integrated in each other's.
נכלל בחברו.
זאת אומרת, יש לנו כאן ציווי.
In other words, here we have a very simple imperative instruction by Rabash that we have to show love to one another in practice to the point where we want to be close and become actually included in one heart. By that we set an example and bring the others to join it, and then we help each other, and to some extent we become included together, and we begin to feel our spiritual world. What we feel now is we feel in the broken heart. All of reality we feel is felt in our broken desire. This is why it looks the way it does. But when we connect our desires, we will see all of reality as one integral. And then the upper force will be in it.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
Chelyabinsk, Omsk.
От чего зависит, насколько быстро человек приходит к пониманию, осознанию того,
what determines how fast a person recognizes or becomes aware of what he's doing in the group and the reason for which the group exists?
The pace. Development depends on the environment. To the extent that the environment stimulates him, excites him about development, so he can't sit still. So he constantly wants to use every moment in life. It all depends on the environment. And if the environment doesn't do it that way toward a person, he can't advance. This is called free choice, which we learned about. It's a famous article by Bala Sulam.
United VG3.
United VG3.
Ну вот практически, я вот сейчас смотрю, вот рядышком, видите, сидят товарищи.
Practically, I look at it now and friends next to me, when I felt a question, I felt a fear, you said turn to the Creator, and I have, and I felt like, again, fear. What to do? Turn to Him again, to the Creator, or what to do?
You have to be connected to all the friends, and if your whole 10 is not enough, you have to add more friends to be with you, and not ones that fall asleep. I understand it's difficult. These are not ordinary hours. But you have to expand your 10 and strengthen it. Then you will have room and an ability to advance. That's the way it is.
PT 18.
PT 18. Who is it?
I
have a question from a friend from Italy who can't ask on his own. He's asking, when and how do we sign the Ervut?
When you're
ready, the Creator, the upper judge, is ready. You just have to go to him and give him the contract of Ervut, mutual guarantee, that you're willing to be each other's guarantors. That's the way it is, otherwise it's not going to happen. PT 12.
Boker Tov Rav, you said good. Only together we can break this broken picture of the 10 and of the world. So what actions do we need to do in the 10 so that we help each other to break this broken heart?
Eli, I couldn't hear what you translated. Now I can hear you.
Rav, once more, you said that only together in the 10 we can break this broken heart. So my question is, how do we help each other? What actions do we need to do in the 10 to help break this broken heart, to have a clear picture of the 10 and of the world?
By By wanting to connect, we erect the heart, we establish it as a complete heart. But along the way, when we want to connect our hearts, we discover that they are broken. This is called revealing or discovering a broken heart. It's only on the way toward correction. We don't break anything, we only connect. And along the way, we discover all of the shattering. Okay?
Yofi.
Good.
Mac Israel, Mac.
Mac Israel, what is that? Who is he and what is he?
Здравствуйте, это Ашдотская группа.
Ага.
Вот, у меня вопрос от себя лично можно задать?
It is, if I can ask a question from myself, who's not on, that's not on the topic.
No, you have no right to ask. It's forbidden to ask personal questions that don't pertain to the group, or even to ask if I may ask. How can this be? Who did we have here? PT14. It was a mistake.
Sorry, it's a mistake.
I understand. Who is Tel Aviv 2?
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. I feel sometimes that the friends are kind of getting tired towards the end of the lesson. Maybe we can do more workshops during the lesson. I feel it awakens us.
Nice. All right. What do you recommend that I will ask everyone? Please. Give us all a suggestion, a topic for a general workshop that we should discuss in the whole world, Kli. And in the meantime, Amit, what are you, 41?
Yes, we're at 41.
Go ahead.
This is from Bala Sulam's article, Peace in the World. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine. Again. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that's linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
This is what each of us is. We are evaluated by how much we participate. We become included. We become more of an integral force in the whole of the common soul, all of humanity, not just Nebuch, but all of humanity. Look what's happening. Never in any world war or a better situation was the world so much in a single process as it is going through in this pandemic. It's something that's never happened. meaning we really have entered an integral process of the whole planet, the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon. So we have to raise ourselves to the correction of this entire Kli. And there's no first and second here, but whatever is required, we need to correct ourselves first. Every 10, let's correct the 10. But we have to also keep in mind that we have to do it as quickly as possible in order to assist the general correction. Look at how each day we are in a developing process of a general blow. Don't wait. Such waves will come that we will not be able to, through the work between us, through prayer between us, we won't be able to stop them. Such waves will come, such tsunami waves or fire waves as it happens in California, or floods in all kinds of places in Eastern Siberia, or waves of hunger, famine, mosquitoes, you name it, you know, blood, frogs, lice, just like the plagues in Egypt. They will appear in all kinds of ways. We have to worry about everyone, and we have to hurry. So please, try to advance so that each 10 becomes like a powerhouse. And then between the 10s, we'll be able to create more connections until we achieve such connections between us in quantity and quality that we'll also be able to bestow upon all of humanity. And all of humanity will feel that there is a power, a force that they can follow. Today, they are helpless like little children who lost their kindergarten teacher and don't know what to do. They're standing in the middle of the street and cry. That's the way it is. Okay? Try. We have to do this. So what is happening there in Moscow 6?
A question from the friends. It seems like the wisdom of Kabbalah only talks about the individual. How to make it so that each friend in the group will be...
Your question is totally incorrect from the get-go. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't talk about anyone individually, but about the whole system. Because from where does the wisdom of Kabbalah come? From all of humanity being together and breaking, shattering. And then comes the method of connection, method of correction among all the broken pieces. So it doesn't appeal to the individual, it appeals to all of us, all the broken pieces, to reunite. If there was only one broken desire, the wisdom of Kabbalah wouldn't appeal to him, because with what would he connect? So when broken pieces come, what broken desires come? With understanding and feeling and understanding that they are broken, then the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed in them, how to connect themselves to correction. Let's go to info. I see that there are no more questions. Info.
We have the holidays team, where the holidays are coming up, and we have a whole team that will update us. Leo.
Okay. Dear friends, дорогие друзья, querido amigos, חברים יקרים.
All right, dear friends in all languages.
In 6 days, and we are here. Sorry, we are here, friends from the global content team that's preparing the everything that's happening around the lessons this holiday. And we talked about the best way to to prepare this holiday, to prepare this Congress that we're going to have. And we decided that instead of having just a small team prepare content for everyone, we actually want every friend in the world to participate, to be part of the making of this Congress. So the idea is very simple. We want every region, North America, South America, Russia, Europe, and Africa and Asia together, every region is going to take upon itself the preparation of one of the lessons. So we have five lessons, five preparations. Each preparation is 30 minutes long. It's going to take place before every lesson. We want it to be internal, exciting, uplifting, innovating, shaking, groundbreaking. We want the friends to really gather everyone and take this opportunity to do something really unique. We will have the social teams in each region help facilitate this process, and friends from this team in each language are going to also participate and help guide the process. Everybody knows what to do. It doesn't matter if you know how to write a lineup or not. It doesn't matter. We want as many friends to participate and to bring their heart into this. That's how we're going to make it. And we're really asking all the friends to put aside everything they're doing this week and just focus on this. Talk about that in your tens, in those meetings. And we want to make this the beginning of a totally new year, one that humanity has never seen before. So unless Roy wants to add, we'll have a question for Rob. So go ahead.
Yes, I would like to add that the request is really from all the friends in all the areas we talked about to meet either today or tomorrow, the latest. Try to make it so that friends can be included in these ideas, even if they're grandiose and maybe they won't even happen. It doesn't matter. We know that what's important is our inclusion in each other, our desires to participate, and that's what we want to encourage. So try today or tomorrow to create this meeting, maybe before the evening lesson, today, tomorrow, before the Yeshivat Chavarim, or after the Yeshivat Chavarim, depending on your time zone. Try to meet, be included, feel the beginning of the spiritual change called Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the year, and what we would like to bring into this Congress. And we're certain that it will be a very special activity. Shai.
Short question to Rav, just so everyone can go in one direction. What should be the intention when preparing these lessons of Rosh Hashanah? Rav, that's the question. What should be the intention?
Rav, you have to prepare all the people to a new beginning. So it'll really be Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, and that's the right time, the right time. When we have to substantially change, be more mature, like we're moving from one class to the next. So each one will feel that he is overcoming and maturing and connecting. And that way continues onward. So accordingly, your preparation has to be. And again, besides this, besides your preparation, you will cause this connection to everyone, so we will feel that you are carrying us forward.
Kadima.
Go ahead.
טוב, אז אנחנו מתקדמים.
All right, so we are moving on to a special meeting as well, meeting of friends. We'll go to a short break, first of all, and then we have a global meeting of friends. So part of the each 10, stay where you are, and another part of the 10, just go into any room you wish in, as long as you know the language. And I will have a meeting of friends until 7:30. Besides that, we'll remind you that we have in quarter to three lesson preparation, then 3 to 4 men's lesson, 4 to 5 women's lesson, and 5 to 5:40, a special women's meeting. Details will be sent to everyone. Let's move on to a song, 5-minute break, and then a global meeting of friends, integrating between all the tens in the world. Yes. Lemana
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. La sola anima che esisterà, la nostra unione porta alla condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le mani hai delle ali, le mani hai delle ali, le mani hai a hai delle ali, ad avrà shalom ba. Le mani hai delle ali, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך.